Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Forsyte Saga, The Man of Property by John Galsworthy. To my wife. I dedicate the Forsyte Saga in its entirety, believing it to be, of all my work, the least unworthy of one without whose encouragement, sympathy, and criticism I could never have become even such a writer as I am. Preface. The Forsyte Saga was the title originally destined for that part of it which is called The Man of Property, and to adopt it for the collected chronicles of the Forsyte family has indulged the Forsytean tenacity that is in us all. The word saga might be objected to on the ground that it connotes the heroic, and that there is little of heroism in these pages, but it is used with a suitable irony, and after all, this long tale, though it may deal with folk in frock coats, furbelows, and a gilt-edged period, is not devoid of the essential heat of conflict. Discounting for the gigantic stature and bloodthirstiness of old days, as they've come down to us in fairy tale and legend, the folk of the old sagas were Forsytes, assuredly, in their possessive instincts, and as little proof against the inroads of beauty and passion as Swithin, Soames, or even young Jolyon. And if heroic figures, in days that never were, seem to startle out from their surroundings,